Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. And this week, such a treat to have Kristen Sokol with me, professional relationship and dating coach at KristenSokol.com. Kelly Pierce is here, digital media associate with the R Street Institute. And Trish Hatch is my guest, the coordinator of the CASA program. That's the court-appointed special advocate program. These are volunteers who work with guardian ad litems here in Utah. Can we talk for a minute about women in sport? Because I just, you know, I grew up, I was a swimmer when I was a kid. And so my parents started sending me away to swim camp when I was like 8 or 9. And before you knew it, they were sending me away to school because that was just my thing. That was my one talent, was that I was a good swimmer. And so I've always been a supporter of women in sport. I was tall. So what people wanted me to play basketball, but I have no hand-eye coordination. So that didn't work. I'm talking about basketball and women because Caitlin Clark is such a sensation. But of course, she is just one of many to be celebrated. When I saw that more people watched the women's finals in the NCAA tournament than the men's, I thought, holy cow, is this going to break it wide open for the embracing of not just the WNBA, but women in all kinds of sports? I don't know, Kristen, when you saw that, were you, I know you're a pickleball player, aren't you, Kristen?
I get out there. Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you think about women in sport and this renewed possible television audience? I mean, it's a popular thing.
You know, it's so exciting to see how much change there has been in my lifetime. I'm 45. I was the youngest in my family. I have 5 older brothers. They all played sports, but I didn't, because girls just didn't. I don't think it ever crossed anybody's mind. It didn't cross my mind that I should be part of a team or that I should play anything. And I don't know any of my friends that played sports either. I think there was some kind of softball league, but that was just a really outlier experience. Now I'm the grown up and my neighborhood is filled with tremendous girl athletes. Right. I look at some of these 13, 14, 9, 10 year old girls who are killing it at basketball and whose parents have them enrolled in like above and beyond type training for them and volleyball, you know, camps and girls. And like there's so much more opportunity that exists and it's so much more normal for women to pursue. It's been really an exciting shift. And I just heard this morning that Caitlin Clark is getting like an 8-figure brand deal today and will become the highest paid athlete they've ever had on this brand. Right. And it's just about time. It has been so exciting to see the shift in interest in women's sports. And it's no kidding because we all have female athletes that we are raising where before we just didn't. I mean, that just female athletes growing up in your home or in your neighborhood was a real anomaly, and now it's commonplace. So I think this is the start. I don't think it's the end, and it's very exciting to be part of history and seeing this shift.
Speak to this, Kelly.
Well, I think the dog that's behind me in my neighbor's yard is agreeing with Kristen right now. But I will say, I grew up playing soccer. I loved it. I love watching women's soccer. I love watching women's hockey. Ice hockey is my favorite sport to watch. And what's really great about it is that the quality of the women's games are equal to the men's. They're just as good. And that's what really excites me as a fan. So I'm super excited that we have this generational player in Caitlin Clark, even though basketball is not really my thing, but I'm so excited to see that because that gives renewed interest in all women's sports. And hopefully it will build up a fan base because women's sports have been subsidized heavily by the men's, right? And that's really what has depressed the salaries. So if you get more people in the stands, then that'll possibly raise women's salaries too, which is very, very important. I hope that the women's league stays away from a lot of politics. And I think that's been infused in sports in general in just this past decade. And I think that's going to help, grow that base because then it'll say everybody's welcome. Not that I care that someone has a point of view particularly, but I know that turns off a lot of people when they go to sports events. So I think that will help with the women's as well, having the generational player and then being a little bit more neutral as sports has been kind of going these past couple of years, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you make of this, Trish?
Well, Kristen, I'm thrilled to hear she's getting an 8-figure deal. When I heard her salary of $76,000, I was like, really? Like, yeah. And they compared it to the number one draft in the men's. And I'm going, you know, $16 million versus $76,000 or whatever it was. Yeah. I was just so sad. So thank you, Kristen, for sharing that, because now I'm happy for her. Yes. All of my kids, grandkids play sports. I'm tall as well, Amanda. I'm 5'11". So I was always put on the volleyball team, the basketball team, and I hated sports because girls didn't play sports and I wanted to do ballet. So, you know, I'm glad it's changing. I really think the team concept is so critical for learning how to work with others, learning how to manage expectations, learning how to share the limelight. I think team sports has given men a huge advantage in the workplace. And I think having women having that same experience, going out and being able to golf with the men is so important. And I know there's lots of golf scholarships for women that do not get used because there's not enough women who want to golf. So if you're going to university and you golf, there's a scholarship available. So I think that's going to change now. And I'm thrilled. I love it. I watched it too, and I'm all in. We went to a U of U women's game this year just to see. It was a blast.
Oh yeah.
It was so fun. So I'm all in. I think it's great.
Yeah, I have one of the basketball players in one of my classes up at the U, and I'm a fan of hers. I'm a fan of the whole teams. And, you know, I watch them go through this challenge of figuring out, should we go to the transfer portal or not? And so I very surreptitiously say, no, please stay at the University of Utah. Let me take another quick break and we'll be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Kelly Pierce, Trish Hatch, and Kristen Sokol are with me. Back in a moment.